I've been sitting here with Herb Stevenson today, talking about a number of concepts in organization development and Gestalt. Herb, thanks for doing this with me.
Sure.
Herb, one of the things that I know is an important concept in Gestalt and that has been useful for me is this cycle of experience and understanding the cycle of experience. Could you share with folks what that is and why it's important?
Sure. Fritz Perls actually came up with the original concept. He didn't call it the same thing, but it was a cycle that seemed to evolve around the figure ground formation, and the figure being is that in our what attracts our attention, we seem to have this process where we're either scanning or sensing what's happening in the environment. It may be our thoughts, it may be a physical experience, it may be our emotions, but there's something going on that suddenly then our mind zeroes in on, and as that zeroing in happens, it creates this process called awareness, or we start conceptualizing, what is this? And he applied it to a variety of just basic things, usually biological, which is saying, I'm lying on a couch and I suddenly realize I'm hungry, so I'm having, what I experience is I'm feeling this grumbling in my stomach, and next thing you know, I realize, oh, that grumbling is I'm hungry. And so then I mobilize some energy by getting off the sofa, and in doing that, I decide I really am hungry, so I take action by calling the pizza place and have them deliver me a pizza. And I make contact with this figure, which is my hunger, by eating. And then once I have satisfied myself, I withdraw and I go into something else that gathers my attention. Well, what the uniqueness of this process is what Fritz realized, is this: we do this thousands of times every day. Whatever comes into our awareness, we go through a process. And over the years, the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland then applied that to groups. All groups go through this process, and all organizations go through this process. So it became critically important for us at the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland, because it became a diagnostic tool of saying what if in this cycle, in these various steps, you have an organization that scans all the time but never conceptualizes? Well, they're not going to get something done. Or what if they scan, conceptualize, and in a mobilization of energy, they never get a critical mass to actually go to action? They just get immobilized. And that happens in its numerous organizations throughout the country, or actually throughout the world. And what it ends up supporting us is not only diagnosis, but then helping them realize that you have to complete the cycle. So when you're trying to do a change process, you actually will go through these various stages, and so you can monitor your progress, but also plan your progress so that you end up going through the full cycle. I've used this as a diagnostic tool where I would sit down and talk to my client and show them the various processes, and I say, well, we get caught down in this place called mobilization. We never get enough buy-in and enough commitment to take the action that would lead to the change. And once they realized that, they were able to then say, okay, what is it going to take for us to get more buy-in so that we can actually finish something? And it was amazing, because just simply the awareness that there's this process you have to go through, and where you get stuck, enable them to free themselves. And so it has a rather interesting and very useful use, both in organizational as well as individual development.
One of the things that I tend to notice, it seems like a lot of groups that I've run into or been a part of, we often get a sensation and then jump to action.
Oh, that's very American, very Eurocentric. We are an action-oriented society, and so oftentimes that's equivalent to what Tom Peters called the ready, fire, aim, and it happens to business a lot. And so you end up cleaning up a lot of messes, because instead of ready, aim, fire, if you slow down a little bit to look at saying, okay, have we conceptualized this adequately? Have we mobilized resources adequately? And then go to action, the results tend to be much more effective. So it's one of those things that could be useful.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.